I'm obsessed with three things: fashion, therapy, and theology. And even though they may not seem to connect, this podcast is all about how those three things really do. Not only do they intersect, but you'll find that they are tools for helping you navigate hard things like the question of who am I, what is my purpose, and how do I change my life narrative? I have around 8 years of radio broadcasting experience, and I recently quit my Chicago radio job to start a media marketing business and finish my clinical mental health counseling degree. I live on the west side of Chicago with my cat, Karen, and my handsome pastor man husband, John Miller. We are going to get real, hang out, laugh, and talk about knowing and owning who you are created to be. Think of this as a place where you can chat about your favorite fashion trends and then ask hard questions about mental health, relationships, and your faith. So basically, we're going to cover all the things. Most importantly, that your identity is covered in what Jesus did on the cross for you. So let's get started.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Hannah Lynn Miller. I'm your host for the You Are Covered podcast. And it is that time. It is that time of the week where we're going to open up God's Word. We're going to do a little Devo, a dive into devotionals. And maybe in the future this will be more scripted out. But right now, I just want to share with you something that stood out to me in my own daily reading of God's Word. And I just think that this is very, very powerful. And going forward, I think we're going to do the Bible Devos separately on the podcast on a different day, just because I think that it's good. It's good. You know, I think sometimes I just, for me personally, I'm like, oh, I just want some Bible time, you know, and it's focused and it's not distracting, and that's what we're gonna do, because why not? And this is gonna be exclusively on the podcast. I'm not gonna put this on YouTube. It's gonna be strictly audio, and that way, you know, if you follow me on YouTube, you get some content over there that's not here on the podcast. And if you only follow me on the podcast, listen, there's content over on YouTube that you have not seen. So that's how it's gonna work. But let's dive in. I've always loved a one-year Bible plan. That means that you get kind of like the meat and potatoes all every day of God's Word. And, you know, I think a lot of people like to read book by book. I like to get all of it. I like to have some of the Old Testament that I'm thinking on, the New Testament and Psalms and Proverbs, and that's what the one-year Bible does. And I've been loving the New Living Translation. That has been my thing right now. And the one-year Bible that I bought myself this year is for women. It's by Tyndale House Publishers, and it is, why am I spacing on this wonderful woman's name? But it is written by... And why is it not popping up? Oh, my Lanta. Misty? Why is this such a struggle? Anyways. Maybe it's a lot of different people. No, it's not. I know that this is written by one... Yeah, Misty Arterburn, okay? She's the author of the books and devotionals of Life Recovery Resources, Lose It for the Life series. She's also the general editor of both the one-year New Testament for Busy Moms and the one-year New Testament for Busy Dads. In addition to working as a writing partner with her husband, Stephen, she is a women's life recovery group facilitator. So that's really cool, and I've really been enjoying it, because at the end of each day, she has like a little commentary, and I was reading this, and my day was July 14th, so not sure when this podcast is going to be sent out, but Romans 2, chapter 2 is what we were talking about, and it just hit me real hard, because when... with the 1 year Bible plan, sometimes, you know, the breaks are a little, like, you want to go back and read how it was broken up originally and everything, because, you know, I don't know how they plan it out, but they're definitely not putting full chapters in every day, right? So Romans 2, 1 through 24, and it starts off just like right away like this. You may think you can condemn such people, but you are just as bad and you have no excuse. How would you like starting your day off like that? When you say they are wicked and should be punished, you're condemning yourself, for you who judge others do these very same things. And we know that God in his justice will punish anyone who does such things. Since you judge others for doing these things, why do you think you can avoid God's judgment when you do the same things? Don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn you from your sin? But because you are stubborn and refuse to turn from your sin, you are storing up trouble, terrible punishment for yourself, for a day of anger is coming when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. He will judge everyone according to what they have done. He will give eternal life to those who keep on doing good, seeking after the glory and honor and immortality that God offers. But he will pour out his anger and wrath on those who live for themselves, who refuse to obey truth and instead live lives of wickedness. And there will be trouble and calamity for everyone who keeps on doing what is evil, for both the Jews, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile. But there will be glory and honor and peace from God for all who do good, for the Jew first and also for the Gentile, for God does not show favoritism. Wow. Like, I don't know about you, but when I heard that first section, it's like verses 1 through 4. And it just makes me want to tear up. The fact that, you know, and part of my story is definitely being saved from like legalism and being judgmental and having like following all these rules and extra rules that people added to Christianity and through a church that, you know, my family grew up in. And so reading this is just beautiful to me because it shows how God is full of grace. He is full of kind and tolerance and patient. And so the author of Romans is literally just talking to these people who are, you know, supposedly righteous or doing the right things, or supposedly probably thinks that they're doing the right things. But he's saying, no, actually, you're just as bad, and you also have no excuse. So these are people that know what is right and wrong and how they should treat people and who Jesus is and who God is, and has studied probably the Torah. And that's probably the audience that this writer is talking to. He's not talking to, you know, people who don't know or wouldn't call, like, he's not talking, you know, people who like literally say like, I'm not religious at all, or I don't have a faith, or like, I don't know anything about, like, I don't believe in God or something like that. Like, he's not talking to those people. He's talking to people who are literally saying, I'm religious, I go to church, I believe in God, blah, blah, blah. And he's saying, you know, and a lot of times with religion, that's what it comes down to. If there's a checklist and you can see how you're doing, you can look down on other people so easily. And it's ugly, Christian. It's ugly. You don't want to do that. It's ugly. Because like in chapter 2, it says, you're just as bad. And also, you have no excuse because you're supposed to know. You're supposed to know what's right and wrong. You know, and when you are excited about wicked people being punished, you're also condemning yourself for judging people who are doing those things. Like, it's a cycle, and you need to humble yourself and be more like the God that we serve, right? How patient God is, how kind he is, how much he knows people's stories. I think that's another thing that is just such a good reminder. Like, God knows each and every one of us. he knows us so well. He even knows people who don't really want or care to know him, because he created all of us. And so hearing people's stories and asking questions, instead of going right to judging or anger, that is what's right. That is what the Lord has called us to. And it really humbled me. And I hope that maybe, you know, if you want to read back on Romans chapter 2 and see what the scripture is telling you, but that really stood out to me. It's just encouraging, because I think I've come a long way in this area, and I've also feel like I just feel like I've leaned so much on God's grace and his kindness, and to see this again and afresh in God's word was really beautiful to me. So, you know, whatever you're going towards, whatever you're thinking on, maybe you're the person that would say, I don't really want anything to do with God. He's so kind, and he just wants to know you. He really does. And if people in the past have judged you and been rude and been unkind and been impatient with you, that's not how our God is. That's not how the Creator is. He's not. And that's how people are. That's how humans are. That's how Christians are. Okay? And that is why it's in God's word. And I don't know, I hope that encourages you, whatever side you're on. If you're on the side of, I don't really know who God is, or if you're on the side of, I know all the things I know about God, and I know all of the rules to follow, and I know what to say and how to look, you know, that whichever side you're on, I hope that you get something out of this chapter and take a look at it. And I just think that it really hits home, especially for people who've been in the church for a long time. Yeah. You may think you can condemn such people, but you're just as bad. And you have no excuse on top of it, because you know the right answers. So let that sink in. But also remember that further down it says, don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? And don't let this not mean nothing to you. This should mean so much to you. And it says, does this not mean anything to you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended for you to turn from your sin? It is true, the kindness of God leads us to repentance. It's not the other way around. So I hope that you have a fantastic day wherever you are, whatever you're up to. And thank you again for clicking on the You Are Covered podcast. You can find me wherever you go on social media, Hannah Lynn Miller. And as always, you are covered. God's got you. Be blessed.